بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد وعن أبي هريرة وأبي قتادة وأبي إبراهيم الأشهري رضي الله عنهم عن أبيه وأبوه صحابي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه صلى على جنازة فقال Continuing with the chapter which deals with what are the du'as that should be recited in the janazah salah. We discussed that the procedure of the janazah salah varies comparing to the Hanafi and the Shafi mazhab with regards to making a lengthy du'a after the fourth takbir. We find that is mentioned in certain riwayat. However, in the Hanafi mazhab, we don't practice upon that. The dua that is generally made is after the third takbir. Dua that has become very common is Allahumma ghfir li hayyina, but we find that there are other duas that are found in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I mentioned, that we should try and take the trouble of learning these duas, very, very comprehensive duas. If not read in janazah salah, it can be read on the occasion of visiting the graveyard or even in our daily du'as that we read after salah or at the time of tahajjud, etc., making du'a for those that have passed away for their maghfirat, etc. This particular hadith, the narrator is Abu Huraira, Abu Qatada, Abu Ibrahim al-Ashhali, narrates from his father who was also a sahabi, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam led a janazah salah, and in this salah he read the following dua. This is the dua that generally we read in our janazah salah. Allahumma ighfir li hayyina wa mayyitina. O Allah, forgive our living and our deceased. Wa saghirina wa kabirina. Our young and our old. Question may arise that when it comes to saghir, those that are not mukallaf, the ahkamat, the laws of sharia don't pertain to them, it's not compulsory upon them because they are minors, obviously they will not be held accountable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that stage in their lives, so why make dua for their maghfirat? Several reasons ulama ikram have given that okay, they are saghir now, but they're not going to remain saghir forever. And it is perhaps possible that if through the effect of this dua, their future lives will be protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the interpretation may be, Allahumma ighfir li hayyina wa mayyitina, O Allah, forgive our living and our deceased, wa saghirina wa kabirina, our young and our old, wa dhakarina wa unthana, our male and our female, wa shahidina wa ghaibina, those of us that are present, that is in this janazah salah, wa ghaibina, and those of us that are absent. This is a comprehensive dua. Again, the question may arise that Allahumma ighfir lana, O Allah, forgive all of us, that would be sufficient. What was the need to say حينا وميتنا صغيرنا وكبيرنا ذكرنا وانثانا شاهدنا وغائبنا? One is, dua is you are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are begging from Allah, you are asking from Allah. But dua is also an expression of love. It's an expression of dependence and it's an expression of love. And when it comes to love, the rules and etiquette of true love is that whatever interaction you have with your beloved, you want to extend it. You don't want to keep it short. So this is one reason why we can find that the dua is broken down like that. And also another explanation for that is what we call mubalagha, in other words, emphasizing something. Allah forgive all of us, that is one way of saying it. Emphasizing, Allah, forgive our young, forgive our old, forgive our present, forgive our absent. In this, your muhtajgi, your dependence on Allah Ta'ala is increased in the manner of your expression. Allahumma man ahyaytahu minna, fahihi anil Islam. O Allah, those whom you keep alive amongst us. Muhyi is Allah, the one who gives life is Allah. Mumit is Allah, the one who gives death is Allah. So, from this we learn, dua is also an expression of yaqeen, conviction. It's also an expression or an attestation to the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allahumma man ahyaytahu minna, O Allah, those whom you keep alive amongst us, fa'ahyi ala al-Islam, keep them alive upon Islam. Tawfiq of protecting the iman, tawfiq of doing good deeds that identify with a Muslim. وَمَنْ تَوَفَّيْتَهُ مِنَّا And Allah, those whom you bring about their death, in other words, by commanding the malaika that extract the ruh, this person, this deceased, this mayyit in front of us, his ruh has been taken out on your command. وَمَنْ تَوَفَّيْتَهُ مِنَّا فَتَوَفَّهُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ Allah, let his death occur upon iman. This is obviously the most important thing, that we leave the world with iman. Allahumma la tahrimna ajrahu wa la taftinna ba'du. Up to this point, generally, this dua, like I said, particularly the Ahnaf, those that follow the Hanafi mazhab, most of us will know this dua. This is what we normally read in the janazah salah, we learn it in the maktab, etc. But many of us, this last part that is found in the hadith, that we don't add it to the dua, we should take the trouble of trying to learn it and add it to the dua. Allahumma la tahrimna ajrahu, O Allah, do not deprive us of his ajr, his reward. One, the reward of this janazah salah that I am performing. We learn in the hadith, as I mentioned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one qirat, mithlu Jabal Uhud. He said, Allah will give you the reward of one qirat, which is equivalent to the mountain of Uhud. Secondly, Ajrul Musab. Somebody has passed away, you are going to make, it is a musibat, it's a test, affliction, calamity from Allah Ta'ala. And this carries great reward when you will make sabr over this loss, over the demise. So, Allahumma la tahrimna ajrahu. Ya Allah, the ajr, the reward that is associated with this test from you, don't deprive us of that reward. Allahumma la tahrimna ajrahu. Wala taftinna ba'dahu. And this person is leaving us. We have this hope, umid, that you took him away with iman. Ya Allah, we are still alive. Our deen, our iman is going to be tested. So don't put us into fitna. Don't test us. Don't let some affliction, particularly affliction of deen and iman, afflict us after this person has left us. So we find that this is a very, very comprehensive dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited at the time of janazah, requesting for the most superior of bounties. What is the most superior of bounties? What is the greatest bounty? To live our life and to die upon iman. And being saved, over and above that, to be saved from tribulations and tests and trials. Rawahu Tirmidhi min riwayati Abi Huraira wa Ashali wa Rawahu Abu Dawud min riwayati Abi Huraira wa Abi Qatada. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, at the end of this dua, mentions the various narrations that this hadith is mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif, it's mentioned in Abu Dawud Sharif. Hakim mentions hadith Abu Huraira sahihun ala shart al-Bukhari wa Muslim. The hadith is sahih on the conditions of Bukhari and Muslim. Qala al-Bukhari asahhu riwayati hadhihi al-hadith riwayatul ashali. Qala al-Bukhari wa asahhu shay'in fi bab hadith Auf ibn Malik. With regards to authenticity, Imam Bukhari rahimullah mentions that this is very, very authentic. And perhaps more authentic is the previous hadith which we mentioned yesterday, the dua where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma ighfir lahu warhamhu wa'afi wa'fu anhu wa akrim nuzulahu wa wasi' mudkhalahu wa ighsilhu bil ma'i wal thalji wal barad wa naqqihi min al khataya kama naqqaita thawb al abyad min al danas wa abdilhu daran khayran min darihi wa ahlan khayran min ahlihi وزوجا خيرا من زوجه وادخله الجنة وعيذ من عذاب القبر ومن عذاب النار. Also very comprehensive dua, we mentioned it yesterday. The reason I read it again is that this also we should try and learn. Don't make iktifa, don't suffice only Allah and Allahumma ghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina. But there are other very beautiful du'as which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited on the occasion of janazah or on the occasion of mayyit or deceased. One is previous chapters, du'as for the sick were mentioned. Here these du'as are being mentioned. We cannot possibly overemphasize the importance of us learning these du'as. Learn them, write them down, going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, carry them with us. And every day try and learn. You can't learn the whole dua. Learn one or two expressions and keep adding to it. And the easiest way to learn is to practice upon it. By practicing upon it, by introducing it into our daily du'as, this will become easy for us to remember. Wa Nabi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا صليتم على الميت فأخلصوا له الدعاء. رواه أبو داود. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that he says that I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying when you make salah upon the deceased, in other words when you perform the janazah salah, أخلصوا لَهُ الدُّعَى. Let there be ikhlas. Let there be sincerity in your dua for the mayyit. This is the last stage. You are now handing this mayyit over. You're going to carry him from this janazah to the graveyard. Thereafter you're going to put him into the ground. That whole episode itself is a sabak. It's a lesson. Lesson, greatest lesson, that today it is this mayor, tomorrow it may well be you. Today you are carrying him, tomorrow you are going to be carried. So have this in front of you. This is what this hadith teaches us. Don't let janazah salah become a ritual. Don't let it become a custom. Or you're just going through the motions. Oh, it was expected of you to be here, so this is why you are. No, akhlisu, with ikhlas, from the bottom of your heart, keep this entire, the importance, the enormity of what is going to occur, keep the reality of it in front of you. Maut is a reality. Qabr is a reality. Conditions of the qabr are a reality. This is the last stage. This person now, Sahaba, Usman radiallahu anhu, would cry inconsolably when he would sit in the manzar and the scene of maut was in front of him. Why? Innal qabra awwalu manzilin min manazil al-akhirah. This is the first stage. If this stage is passed successfully, then every other stage will become even easier. So, akhlisu lahu du'a. This hadith, the meaning is similar to what passed previously, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when you make janazah salah, imanan wa ihtisaban. With iman, with the hope in the reward. In other words, one is the amal, the other is the haqiqat, the reality, the soul, the essence of the amal. And this is important. Don't just practice, but practice having the haqiqat, the reality, the sabak, the lesson of the amal in front of us. So to reiterate, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, that when you perform a janazah, when you read salah upon a mayyit, akhlisu lahu du'a. Let there be ikhlas, sincerity from the bottom of your heart. Let there be consciousness. All these meanings are contained in the word ikhlas, sincerity, in the du'a that you render at that particular time. Like your stuff, fix one.